Hey, good morning. First patient we're going to do is going to be by the name of Joel, J-O-E-L, Perez Rubio, P-E-R-E-Z-R-U-B-I-O. He was born 7/13/63. Chief complaint, I'm here for my blood pressure evaluation, period number one. Number two, I've gained weight. Number three, tiredness. Next number, could I have diabetes? Blood sugar had been elevated in the past. Number four, leg pain. Next number is arm pain. Next number is leg swelling at the end of the day. Next number is family history of stroke. Next number, BPH symptoms at night. Next number is neck pain. This patient is a 59-year-old gentleman, married, two children, grown. He's a welder, W-E-L-D-E-R. He works in Conroe at the Conroe Welding Supply, period. In the paragraph, he has a history of hypertension, which he takes ibersartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 150 to 12 and a half once a day, period. In the paragraph, he weighs 205 pounds. He's gained about 7 pounds in the past year or so, period. Allergy, no drug allergy. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with his wife. Medication, ibersartan, 150, 2 and a half once a day, hydrochlorothiazide combination. Family history, hypertension, family history, stroke. Medical problems, hypertension, surgery, none, allergy, none, immunization, COVID-19 immunization is up to date. He weighs 205 pounds in no distress, 98%, 98.9, 16, 58, 154 over 88. Heart positive, home positive, is two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, mixture of these skin shows no rash, no extremity shows minor edema, period. In the paragraph, will obtain CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, hemoglobin A1C, and vitamin D, period. In the paragraph, his last set of blood tests was done earlier this year, showed cholesterol 216, blood sugar was 126 at the time, period. In the paragraph, blood sugar today is 120, period. In the paragraph, his H&H is 17 and 51, which needs to be rechecked, period. In the paragraph, because of his increased H&H, because of his fatigue and multiple symptoms, we looked at his heart. He does have what looks like maybe early sleep apnea with RVH. This needs to be looked into further. We get a testosterone level as well, because they can go hand in hand. We'll set him up for a home study for sleep study. Next number is no sign of diabetes, blood sugar 128. Next number is increased weight. Next number is diet and exercise discussed. Next number is leg swelling and leg pain. Next number, no sign of DVT. Next number is history of carotid stenosis, family history of stroke with carotid stenosis. His looks good today with no critical lesions. Next number is RVH. Next number is LVH. Next number is BPH with symptoms of BPH. Next number is hypertension. Next number is lymphadenopathy. Next number is check H&H again. Could be related to his sleep apnea. Next number is colonoscopy ordered. Next number is diet and exercise discussed with patient at length. Next one is meds reviewed. Next one is reevaluate condition in 3 months. Next number is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving our office. He was given ample time to ask questions. Oh, by the way, leg pain and leg swelling, no sign of DVT or PVD was noted. Neither was noted in the arm in the upper arm region. Next one is leg pain and leg swelling is multifactorial, but could be because of his sleep apnea as well. Thank you.